VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. An Israeli official said that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has appointed U.S.-born Ron Dermer, a close confidant, to lead negotiations for the next stage of the ceasefire with Hamas. He previously served as Israel's ambassador to the U.S. and is a former Republican activist with strong ties to the Trump White House. Israel and Hamas have yet to negotiate a second and likely more difficult phase of the ceasefire, and the first ends in early March. Palestinians and Arab countries have universally rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal to remove the Palestinian population from Gaza and take over the territory. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi called on the international community on Wednesday during a press conference with Spain's prime minister in Madrid to adopt a plan to reconstruct war-torn Gaza without displacing Palestinians. Top U.S. and Russian officials wrapped up their meetings Tuesday in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, to discuss a pathway to end the war in Ukraine amid concerns about Ukraine's exclusion from the meeting. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Wednesday praised President Trump for blaming the Ukraine conflict on moves to admit Kyiv into the NATO military alliance. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday responded to the meeting. Discussing their bilateral issues in Saudi Arabia is their right, although I believe that the United States of America is helping Putin to come out of years of isolation imposed absolutely fairly after the full-scale invasion. Zelensky, who dismissed claims about his approval ratings being at 4% as Russian disinformation, said Ukraine's army was resilient enough, adding that the overwhelming majority of Ukrainians would not support concessions to Russia. Russia began its full-scale invasion in February 2022 and now controls part of the Donetsk, Kherson, Luhansk, and Zaporizhia regions. It annexed the Crimea region from Ukraine in